All right, welcome to Cut the Check, episode number 9. Week 3 is in the books, and the top teams are starting to separate in the NFL. We will talk on this show about the 7 teams that remain undefeated through week 3. Each week on Cut the Check, former NFL player Jarrell Werther will be sharing his analysis of the best bets in football. If you're putting money on the line and betting NFL games, you need to subscribe to Cut the Check. I'm your host, Brian Zwerner. I spent 20 years in the capital markets. I've traded $1 trillion in securities. I know real value, but the guy that knows football is my friend Jarrell Werther. Say hello to the crowd, Jarrell.
Good evening, everybody. Jarrell Werther here, former Michigan State All-American, second-round draft pick to the Green Bay Packers. I'm the guy you need to know when you're placing your bets every week. We're excited to have you on the show. If you want to get that check, place a bet, we'll cut the check.
Absolutely. We will be live every week during the NFL season. We'll have picks on the premier games of week 4, including Sunday's big time matchup of undefeateds when the Steelers visit the Titans later in the show. But let's talk a little bit about that big week 3 Monday night game. All eyes were on the Chiefs and the Ravens was flat out sensational.
Yeah, to be honest with you, my favorite had to change. I think, after watching the Baltimore Ravens the first couple of weeks, their defense was really looking explosive. They were taking the ball away. You have Campbell, Wolf hunting quarterbacks down. And realistically, we didn't see that against Patrick Mahomes Monday night. The Chiefs were 10 for 13 on third down. There's never a chance that you're going to have an opportunity to win when you're 10 for 13 on third down. And so, really, the Baltimore defense, they let me down, man. The receivers for Baltimore, Lamar Jackson. I know they wanted to talk about.
They were dropping passes. There were some key drops in that game.
Oh yeah, Andrews for sure. 89. He had opportunities. I mean, across the middle, Lamar was putting it where it needed to be. Like I said, man, these guys really, they didn't play up to their full potential last night. And defensively, they're going to have to find some answers if they want to contend with the Kansas City Chiefs moving forward.
All right, 7 teams remain undefeated. The Chiefs have got a really tough stretch here. Pats, Raiders, and Bills in the next 3 games. Seahawks have it a little easier. Nobody really big until November when they face the Niners and Bills. The Packers, I think they've got a pretty easy schedule throughout. Steelers play the Tennessee Titans this weekend, and then the Steelers have got to play Baltimore later in October. Which team is going to make it the furthest this year without a loss?
Man, it's tough to say. When I'm looking at it, to be honest with you, even the team with the toughest schedule, the Chiefs, I think realistically, I don't see the Pats being able to keep up with them as far as the scoring. The Raiders for sure, especially with the offensive game plan that they came with last week against New England. They just don't look like they can throw the ball very well. And so I believe the Chiefs has an opportunity to run the table against these really good teams in the NFL. Their defense showed up in a game in which I thought that Lamar Jackson was going to be all over the field and he was going to be racking up all-purpose yards. So realistically for me, the Kansas City Chiefs really took a giant step for me last night, beating up on the Baltimore Ravens.
Have to look at the Packers, too. I mean, easy schedule. I know the Bears are 3-0 up there in the NFC North, but Packers have got a pretty easy run to be undefeated pretty deep into this season, too.
Yeah, but, you know, it's been the Packers' nature to kind of always have that game along the way. Even though last year they won 13 games, there was still that one game or 2 games in the middle of the road in which you thought that they should have dominated the team, and they kind of just, Aaron Rodgers, and they have those days where they're just either out of sync or the offensive line really just can't pass protect. And so I think the Bears defense, you know, coming up on the schedule, they have an opportunity to really affect, you know, Aaron Rodgers. And so it's really that game that always stands out to me is that Packers-Bears game.
Well, if you follow along, Cut the Check every week, we put every single one of our bets out there. We tell you exactly what we're doing. And we're up a modest $45 on a $100 bet unit here. That big check bet really hit us hard at the end of the week there. 12-16 overall versus the spread. Dollar weighted up $45. We're going to make people some money this week. Right, Jarrell?
Absolutely, man. We got to get back on track, man.
Okay, we are taping this thing here on the evening of Tuesday, September 29th. We had some big news out of the NFL, their first positive COVID test since the season started. 3 Titans players, 5 staff. Everybody shut down for them and their prior opponent, the Vikings, last week. as of what we go, as of tape time here now, 8 p.m. Tuesday, East Coast time, they're saying, sources are saying that game's still going ahead, the big Steelers-Titans game. What are you thinking, you know, and how do you think the NFL handles this?
Well, you know, according to the list, it hasn't been players that, you know, primarily affect the game in a major way as far as, you know, guys that you can – that I wouldn't necessarily say easily replaceable because no one's job in the NFL is easily replaceable. But I think, you know, guys that you can move forward with throughout the week and not – and still get a, the same production, maybe possibly from a guy that's a young buck on the practice squad or a crafty veteran. So I think at the end of the day, the Titans and the Steelers have an opportunity to still play this week. Now, if we were talking about Big Ben or we were talking about Juju Smith-Schuster or, you know, Ryan Tannehill or something, somebody that essentially affects the game, then I think we would see the commissioner, you know, postponing his game into a later date. And they're not going to miss out on that money. So at the end of the day, they're definitely not going to – they're definitely not just going to give these guys a tie.
Well, we shall see what happens there. Keep an eye on our social channels for any updates we have to that pick. But you will get our pick for that Titans-Steelers game a little later in this show. Thursday night's going to bring a game, man. Only the most hardcore of you bettors out there are going to want to watch. We've got the winless, hapless Broncos visiting the Jets. Jarrell, I had to work it up. The Broncos have some serious QB uncertainty. Drew Lock looks like he's still out. And they got a guy named Brett Rippon at quarterback. Undrafted rookie out of Boise State. Moved up just recently from the practice squad. Short week to get this guy ready. And he's going to face the Jets. Look competitive in the against the Bills in week one, but just nothing going in blowout losses to the Niners and the Colts. Denver's still a 2.5-point favorite with no quarterback. What in the world do you think happens in this one?
Well, obviously, if I'm the Broncos, I'm gonna go ahead and look at the tape of get against their last two opponents. I mean, the Jets were just annihilated offensively and defensively. They were if I'm them, I'm coming in, I'm running the football, I'm giving my defense an opportunity to play. You know, the Jets, they already have their bags packed. They know at the end of the day, this is not the team that's going to be moving forward and contending for a title at no point in time soon. And so I just like the Broncos in this one. I think that they have an opportunity to run the football. You know, Melvin Gordon is going to have an opportunity to touch the ball. And their defense, man, they played solid a little bit against Tampa Bay into some instances. And like I said, I think they're going to have an opportunity to get after the quarterback. The Jets, they just don't have an opportunity to win it all.
Denver take the given the 2.5 points on the road to the Jets. They are the pick. Cut the Check is sponsored by Vigit, the sports betting social network, changing the way America bets on sports. Play their weekly NFL free-to-play challenge and win prizes. And on the Vigit app, you can bet against us head-to-head. Get on that Vigit app and challenge us with any picks from today for Vigit Coin. You got to bring it to Vigit. Download the app now and enter promo code CUTTHECHECK. Cut the check to start winning today on that Vigit app. We will have your pick. We told you we'll be back a bit later in the show, Steelers versus Titans. But let's talk about some interesting AFC matchups. There's a couple of really nice-looking games on the schedule this week. Things that I'm looking at, we got the Pats 2-1 on the season. Nice quality win versus the Raiders last week. Offense seems to have really put Cam Newton in the right positions. They're using him so well. D is dominating. They go on the road, but they got, Patrick Mahomes and the 3-0 Chiefs coming off that huge win. Chiefs are a 7-point favorite. We got to be thinking about this spread here for the bettors, Jarrell. Can the Chiefs continue to cover the spread this week hosting the Patriots?
I think so. And let me give you a couple reasons why. And even though this is a major spread, you got to understand what the Chiefs are coming to the table with. When we talked about the Baltimore Ravens, they essentially annihilated their first two opponents. And we're talking about a premier quarterback in Deshaun Watson. And we're also talking about the Cleveland Browns, if I'm not mistaken, that they annihilated. These are two good football teams with two good offenses that we expect to be premier. And when they went up against the premier offense in the league, they got annihilated. So I definitely feel that the Kansas City Chiefs have an opportunity to do the same thing to New England Patriots. Now, given the fact that it's Bill Belichick and he's coming to the table with, you know, a plethora of things, we're talking about Andy Reid here and the way that he schemes plays. Did you watch the Monday night game? We're talking Anthony Sherman catches the shovel pass. You got Eric Fisher catching the pass off the backfield to your left tackle.
Like, he brought out all the bag of tricks in that one.
And that's what I'm saying. So Andy Reid has given Bill Belichick, he's given him a lot to worry about this week. We're talking about a guy that's not going to get a lot of sleep because he has to prepare for five weapons on the field. They now have a running back that is essentially dynamic out the backfield. Sammy Watkins and Tariq Hill, man, these guys are explosive. And so I just think that – I think the Chiefs have a real good opportunity to cover this bet. Just
Patriots
based on
aren't schedule, aren't, they don't have the right kind of offense either, the way they built this, to play from behind. If they get behind early in this game, it could get out of hand quick.
Yeah, Belichick's going to have to win in a number of areas. Third down is one. If they go like how the Baltimore Ravens did on third down, they're in for an awful night. And I think Bill knows that. And they also have to win on special teams, man. The Baltimore Ravens were able to get a kickoff return or a punt return for a touchdown. And so they're going to have to try to win in these areas, because if you're trying to go score for score with this type of offense, it's just really – it's good night.
All right, let's talk some player props in this game. I'm going to throw you something a little different this week. Over, under, total TDs for the quarterbacks. That could be throwing touchdowns. That could be rushing touchdowns. And with the way these coaches scheme things up, it could even be receiving touchdowns. Mm-hmm. So total over, under TDs. Maybe I'm going too low on this one. 3.5 over, under for Mahomes. 2.5 over under for Cam. Total TDs. What are you thinking in this game?
Oh, this is gonna be one of those high scoring games, but I just don't think that New England has enough they don't have enough firepower to keep up. Like, I'm gonna take the over on Mahomes, because really, I mean, he's a touchdown magnet. The way that like I said, five touchdowns. I mean, he had one rushing, and I mean, he literally, if you leave him out there the rest of the game, he's getting at least 7-8 more. So he's just an amazing kid. Like, This is just some things we're unheard of, and the rejuvenation of Cam gives me confidence. He can throw the football now. He knows he's making his reads, and they also have a running game with him. And I think he's going to compete. This is the type of game that Cam takes into his hands, and he wants those big moments to show the Superman on his chest. I'm going to go with the over on these. Like I said, I just don't think that the New England Patriots as a whole have an opportunity to keep up with the Kansas City Chiefs.
All right, take the Chiefs, give the points, take Mahomes over touchdowns, Cam over touchdowns, cut the check. That's your bets right there. Another matchup I really liked out there was the Bills 3-0, that baloney win over the Rams, man. They took money right out of our pocket with that terrible pass interference call. But the Bills are 3-0 on the season, playing good football, going to play Las Vegas. They are 2-1 after that tough loss to the Patriots. Bills are a 3-point favorite here on the road in the Death Star out there in the Vegas sands. What are you thinking on this one?
I like the Bills on the road here. I like the rush defense that they present. I think that, you know, obviously the Raiders want to play bully ball, and this flows right into what the Buffalo Bills love to do up front. We're talking Sean McDermott. The 4-3 over defense, they literally like to get upfield and smash mouth football. But really the X factor is the way that Josh Allen has been playing. That's the only reason why I'm going to take the over on the points. Like, the performance that he put on last week, and really the addition of Stephon Diggs to this offense really opens up his – it gives him a lot of confidence. I feel like he's seeing the field a lot better because Stephon Diggs is running these safeties off because of the double teams, and guys are underneath for having opportunities to pitch and catch and run with the football. And so Josh Allen is the real reason why I give the Buffalo Bills confidence with the spread. And so I'm going to still take the Buffalo Bills, man, on the road.
All right, take the Bills, lay the 3. We're going to get to picks for the Sunday night and Monday night games later in the show. But my favorite game this week is the matchup of the undefeated Steelers to play the undefeated Titans. We're assuming this game goes ahead. No major player losses. That is what our pick is based on. Big Ben, he's been efficient. The run game has been real strong for the Steelers so far this season. The defenses look great, but it's going to see a whole different kind of test this week. Titans got an edge win over the Vikings last week. Derrick Henry steamrolling over the league, leads the league in rushing, just continuing on that strong finish to last season. Tannehill sharp, I wouldn't say spectacular for the Titans so far. The Sharps are giving the edge here to Pittsburgh on the road, 1.5-point favorite. What are you thinking on this one?
I like the Sharks in this one, man. And I'm going to give you a couple reasons why. Pittsburgh, their defense has been elite so far. They have the most turnovers in the NFL since 2018. Under they with a number of 43 turnovers. Realistically, for me, Tomlin and these guys have they're rolling. Big Ben's rolling. They're still finding themselves offensively. They're getting better offensively, but they're there defensively. And so the real reason is, you know, the Pittsburgh Steelers here. They are the number one rushing defense in the NFL, only giving up 50 yards a game. Around 54 yards a game, excuse me. And so when you're talking about the number one rushing leader against the number one rush defense, I'm
going to go good out there.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the rush defense, man. This is the type of scheme, the type of game that the Pittsburgh Steelers love, that old-fashioned smash-mouth football. And I think at the end of the day, their fire zone defense is going to really confuse Ryan Tannehill on third down, and they're going to have opportunities to hit the passer.
All right, Steelers giving 1.5 points on the road. Going to take the road favorite here on Cut the Check. We are also sponsored by Thrive Fantasy, the daily fantasy sports and esports app for player props. Thrive's fantasy games are the easiest to play since they only ask you about the superstars. You select 10 individual player over-under props on stats like passing or rushing yards and play in a tournament for cash prizes.
Thrive has awarded over $1 million since launching. Use promo code BTG, Beyond the Game, BTG, and receive an instant $20 match on your deposit of $20 or more.
Download the Thrive Fantasy app or sign up at ThriveFantasy.com and prop up today. Speaking of props, we're going to go with the running backs in this one. Derrick Henry is the leader on my fantasy team, Jarrell, and he is running right around 100 yards a game. James Conner in the two games back, also at 100. I'm going to give you over under at 100 yards on each of the lead backs. Who goes over 100 yards? Either of these guys? What are you thinking?
Well, if you have Derrick Henry on your fantasy, I'm going to sit him this week against this defense, man, because we're talking about the number one rush defense in the league. They've been top 10 over the last couple years, essentially. The Pittsburgh Steelers, this is what they do. And like I said before, I know Derrick Henry's been running all over the field, but it hasn't necessarily been as explosive. I mean, this time last year, Derrick Henry was averaging over 125 yards a game throughout the first four games of the season. And so at this point in time, I just think that the Pittsburgh Steelers have too much on defense. They're finally starting to gel their continuity. They're finding ways to get to the passer and stop the run. So I'm going to go under on the Derrick Henry situation. But as far as James Conner, I'm going to go over, man. But I'm only going to go slightly over the 100 just because the way that the Tennessee Titans looked last week against Dalvin Cook, 22 carries, 181 yards, he was all running all over the place. And I just think that the scheme that the Pittsburgh Steelers present is actually going to be a little bit more difficult for the Titans to adjust to, more so than the Minnesota Vikings. The Pittsburgh Steelers offense, man, and when Big Ben's rolling and he's controlling it, it is literally like a machine. And so I think at the end of the day, I'm going to go over with James Conner, but I'm going to go under on Derrick Henry.
Not liking that for my fantasy team, but I hear what you're saying. It's going to be a tough matchup for Derrick Henry to run on this stout Steelers front line. We'll have more picks in our quick hit segments coming shortly, including that Monday night game. First, let's talk a little bit Sunday night football. Eagles are winless on the season. An ugly tie last week versus the Bengals. I mean, no excuse for that. Nothing's really gone right for them so far on offense or defense. They'll try to get on track against a really banged up 49ers team. NFC champs from last season playing without Garoppolo, without Kittle's last week. Not exactly clear who's going to be in the lineup or not on Sunday night. They did beat the winless Giants, the punchless Giants last week. Niners are a big 6.5-point favorite at home here. What do you think? Who gets this one?
I don't know what the bettors are talking about, giving them 6.5 with a backup quarterback. Like, we're talking about they're not the defending Super Bowl champions, but we're talking about a Super Bowl championship team that has been to the playoffs. They've been proven to come from being down 0-2 before, because I definitely was a part of their second loss when I was in Tampa Bay. They battled back, and they were essentially a playoff team at the end of the year. Doug Peterson is going to get these guys together. And just like one of my closest friends, Brandon Graham, said, like, they don't panic. And that's what he said. Everybody wants to write those guys off, and they don't panic. And so I think in the Sunshine State, having an opportunity to go out there and feel the sunlight and be out there with the 49ers, I like the Eagles to get back on track against the Niners.
Catching 6.5. At least they'll keep it competitive. Maybe pull out the victory, but if nothing else, they ain't going to get blown out there.
They're definitely not going to get blown out. I have no idea what the bettors are seeing there. No Garoppolo, possibly no Kittle. You got Raheem Mostert out. Like, we're talking about their entire offense is out. And you're literally right.
The defense has had injuries too. I mean, their Niners are really banged up.
Exactly. So let's talk about. I mean, you're not going to write off this Doug Peterson team. Like, I just don't believe that they have enough. They don't have enough to just go out there and just blow these guys out the water.
All right, that's the first dog you're taking. That's the Eagles catching 6.5. Playing against the Niners on the road. We're going to go with a couple quick hits. We're going to have that big check bet. That's our double down announcement later in the episode. A couple of quick hits before we get there. Man, I could not, in planning this show out in good conscience, make the viewers listen to a full segment on Monday Night Football. It is our hometown. Both Jarrell and I live here in Atlanta. Falcons off another blown lead, second week in a row. They go to Green Bay to play the red hot Packers. Packers, a 7.5-point favorite at home. You still rolling with the Pack this week?
Absolutely, man.
Well, I mean, I got to roll with it, man. Put this spread at 10, and I'd still be taking the Packers.
Well, it's just really like the Falcons have no idea who they are. They don't necessarily know if they want to be a brute running downhill football team or they want to air it out with Matt Ryan. And realistically, I just think every time they decide to go and air it out with Matt Ryan, it just don't seem to work out for them. Like, run the ball 42 times a game and get on out of there with the win. And that's how I feel that the Falcons should play. But we're talking about the Green Bay Packers, Aaron Rodgers. I mean, these guys are getting rolling. Devontae Adams is possibly going to be back this week after being inactive last week. So I'm got to roll with the Pack, man. I think they're the heavenly favorites, and they should be.
Packers giving 7.5 at home. They're the pick here. An interesting cross-conference game I like this week on the schedule. 2-1 Colts traveling to Chicago. Surprisingly, undefeated Bears. Mid-game QB change. I mean, when's the last time we saw that work out? Nick Foles comes in and gets them the win. Colts still 2.5-point favorite here on the road. What do you think on that one?
No, I'm going to go with the Bears here. The Bears are now energized. They finally feel like they have a quarterback. These guys have been waiting on this thing for forever. You know, you got Nick Foles sitting on the bench. They know his history. They've seen it because they've been a part of it playing against Philadelphia, and they know what he brings to the table. So at the end of the day, we're going to see a real energized Bears team this week. I think they have an opportunity to go in there and beat up on Phillip Rivers, and I just don't see them necessarily getting their running game going with Akeem Hicks and those guys up front. And so I just think that I think Nick Foles' era is finally here in Chicago, and we're going to finally see him and Allen Robinson get going.
All right. The Bears are the pick. They will be catching 2.5 points at home against the Colts. It is time for the double down, the big check bet. You went hard last week. The first 2 weeks, you took it a little easier, man. You picked against Houston on the big check bets. You went with the favorites. You took on the big check bet on the tough game. You gonna find yourself an easier win in the on the betting slips this week, or are you going with another tough game?
I'm definitely going with another tough game, and that's with the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I think at the end of the day, man, they're coming to play. They know what they have to do against Derrick Henry. I like Big Ben in these types of games. It's an AFC conference game. And I think at the end of the day, these guys have what it takes, and they're finally putting some things together. And so, like I said, the Pittsburgh Steelers, they run the ball well. The Titans do not stop the run very well, especially since they got rid of Jarrell Casey. And I just think at the end of the day, man, these guys are coming in to prove something. So my big check bet is rolling with the Pittsburgh Steelers against the Tennessee Titans with the 1.5 favorites.
All right, Pittsburgh is your big check bet. We will be doubling down on it in our betting slips, and we tell you out there, cut the check, listeners, double down. Take the Pittsburgh Steelers. Give the 1.5 points on the road. It's going to be a big check bet day on Sunday afternoon. That is a wrap for us for week 4. We will be back next week on Wednesday, recap all the action from these games, and unveil our picks for week 5. We appreciate you listening. Follow our new Instagram account, Cut the Check Pod. That is Cut the Check Pod on Instagram. You get lots more content from us. Feel free to engage with us throughout the week. We will be live on Sundays watching the account, listening to what you bettors have to say out there. You liked our show. We appreciate if you throw a little rating in there, maybe subscribe. Jarrell, right, bring us home. What you got to say to the listeners coming into this fine week?
Man, week nine, we on the dime, man. I'm just so excited to get out here and see these games. We appreciate all the support that you guys give us. Rate the show, subscribe to the show, like the show, share the show, copy, paste the show. Do everything you guys need out there to support the show, because we really do appreciate all your feedback. And we're just going to keep it rolling.
Absolutely. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again ahead of week five. That is Cut the Check wrapping up.